The several thousand mostly white men, many dressed in hunting outfits and carrying American flags, filled the one-square-block park outside of the Capitol. They expressed their anger against the recently enacted toughest-in-the-nation gun control laws championed by Governor Cuomo and approved by the majority of state legislators. Many held signs, including one that equated Cuomoism with Stalinism and Nazism. Another called the new statute the Civil Rights Assault Law. They chanted that they would not obey provisions that would require them to register more types of guns.
We will not comply! We will not comply! We will not comply!
NRA President David Keene, who addressed the crowd, aimed straight at Governor Cuomo.
I'm here today to join you in protesting the fact that your governor is willing to sacrifice the Constitution, your rights as citizens, and the prerogatives of his legislature on the altar of his own ambition and on the ego of Michael Bloomberg of New York City.
A handful of Republican state senators who voted against the gun law spoke, including Senator Mike Nozzolio, who represents a mostly rural region near Rochester.
We have a constitutional right to bear arms, and that's what this is all about. And I say to you, those of you who each and every day get up and go to work, at night, you volunteer at the local fire department, and you're in the local ambulance corps. To those of you who pay your taxes, those of you who obey the laws, those of you who defend our nation, we are not alone. We will not take this erosion of our rights. Together, we will prevail.
State police estimate the crowd at around 5,000, making it one of the largest demonstrations at the Capitol in recent years, but short of the 10,000 that organizers predicted. James Lytle of Horseheads held a sign saying, "With guns we are citizens, without them we are slaves." He says he doesn't own a gun himself, but came to stick up for the principle of the Second Amendment.
I believe in the Constitution. I believe that people have a right to carry guns. I believe primarily the founders wanted the right to carry guns in the Constitution to protect ourselves from an unjust government. And I want my neighbors to have them.
Governor Cuomo was not at the Capitol to hear the protest. The governor was giving an address about his State of the State message and budget plan in Brooklyn. One day earlier, the governor said 70% of New Yorkers support the new law, but he says he respects the rights of the 30% who don't to protest. And he says he knows it's controversial.
Look, one of the reasons why society hasn't done anything about guns, one of the reasons we've lost so many innocent lives, one of the reasons I've spent 20 years working on this issue.
Senate co-leader Jeff Klein, a Democrat who voted for the gun control measure, says he considers it a major accomplishment.
We should all be proud in the legislature and as well as the governor that we passed the toughest gun law in the nation that others need to follow. It saves lives, and I'm very confident that we'll continue to have it intact.
The governor and lawmakers are planning some minor amendments to the gun law. They inadvertently forgot to exempt police officers from possessing some of the assault weapons that are now banned. They're also talking about making an exception for movie productions who may use assault rifles when making films in New York. Protesters at the rally say the law should be repealed altogether. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.